This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 178.
A farewell to toast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Hello and welcome to, well, what pretty much ends up being the last podcast of 2009.
Really?
Well, yeah, for us, because by the time we record the next one and release it, we're going to be in 2010.
Oh, it came up so fast, I wasn't even...
I know, it sneaked up like a ninja. See, pirates don't do that shit. Pirates, you hear coming like forever.
They're all because we're singing and getting drunk. So,
exactly. So it's not like pirates don't perform stealth kills.
We're lucky if we perform kills.
So pretty much that's how it goes. But you know what is killer?
Our website.
You got it. So make sure that you're checking out the stuff that we put up on our website by visiting us at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and you can also listen to some great podcasts coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. We create all kinds of entertainment because we're entertaining people here in the land of Esh. So make sure that you check our shows out as they air on every Monday. But to get you through all the way, well, pretty much the week if you want to, you can check out our other hosts' shows. King Baby Duck is helming the Boston Bastard Brigade, found at bostonbastardbrigade.com, and his bunch of bastards and wenches create all kinds of hilarities for your ear pleasure. Their new episodes go out on Tuesday. Getting you till Wednesday is our boy Deuces Wild, who runs Collective Geek, which if you haven't checked out, you absolutely should. And while you're there, make sure that you check out Geek Aggro. New episodes go out every Wednesday. So there, right there, the land of Esh has got you covered to hump day. But to get you through the rest of the week, you can follow some of the weird and random things that we're doing on Twitter. Because I'm all a Twitter. And you
yes,
can find
you
me at twitter.com/ninjasista.
And I'm at twitter.com/ladyesh.
You can find King Baby Duck at twitter.com/king_baby_duck. You can find Deuces Wild there at twitter.com/deuceswild. And our boy Vicious Smith, the newest member of the land of Esh, but not the only new one coming on board yet. 2010, we got some things going. Yeah, stay tuned. But you can check Vicious's Twitter stream out at twitter.com/viciousSmith. If you want to keep up with all the news that's going on our website, you can check out our news Twitter account at twitter.com/ESH News. And I very, very highly recommend it. Just in case you don't have the time to always stop by the website, you can check out the Twitter stream. And if there's an article you want to read, boom, hit the bit.ly link, bitch. All the news you need. Bit.ly.
Well.
That's how I get done. So with that... I'm going to have to say we've cleared pretty much all the business, right?
Yeah.
Our shows, our crew, the Twitter stuff.
Yeah. That's about it.
So we got to talk about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and it's a special one.
It's a very special episode of our podcast. Yes.
It's near and dear to our hearts.
It is. Because it's time for a clip show. But this clip show. Ah, yes. She's a different.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard from the title. We're saying farewell to toast.
Yep, we're not going to eat it anymore. Or at least talk about eating it
anymore. We're not going to talk about eating it. I love me some toast, so I'm going to continue to eat toast.
I'm not going to do inappropriate things with it anymore. I am done.
Yes, you are. You're just not going to talk about doing inappropriate things.
No, I'm just going to eat it now. It is done. It has dealt with me and my twisted mind for 3+ years. It is time for toast to take a much-needed rest.
All right, so let's go back in time and listen to the very first ending of an ESH podcast.
Comment on the blog. Where's that blog at? www.splendidblunder.com/electricsisterhood.html. That's the direct link. If you just go to splendidblunder.com, you'll see the Electric Sisterhood link. Click it, and there you go. And there you go. Enjoy the podcast, isn't it? Yeah, so would you say this thing's been kicked?
Oh, it's been kicked.
Have we flogged the horse today?
I think we've beaten the horse to a point of submission.
Oh my god!
The audio is horrible. Oh my god, I want to cry.
Oh! Splendid Blunder! Oh shit! I forgot about that!
That's old.
Wow! Wow!
So I guess we were trying to figure out
what the shit to say.
How to end our show.
And we decided that kicking horses and turning them into glue was a bad idea. And I still agree. That's a bad idea.
So after some much percolating of the minds, I think that's...
We came up with a better genesis for toast. That's pretty much how it happened. Because that audio was horrible.
God, I don't even remember sounding like that.
First of all, I sounded like I was stuck in one of the tubes of the internet.
I think you were stuck in one of the tubes of the internet.
I think that was part of our problems, that we didn't have enough bandwidth in our tubage.
Well, now we do.
Yes, and it's much better. And I'm glad that we are not doing things to horses. The alternative was a better way to go.
Yeah.
But that's how we ended the first one.
That was horrible.
Wow. How we have.
Sorry to we are so embarrassed.
For those of you who have been with us since those early days, thanks for sticking around.
I know.
Wow.
You should get a gold star for that. Yowza. Ooh, that was brutal.
Yowza. So, as you can see, we immediately moved away from the pork and the horse thing because, well, first of all, I wasn't really creative enough to come up with another thing that you could do to pork that wasn't going to be sexual. And
we really
didn't want to do sexual.
Why would you be doing sexual things to pork?
Attack it. No, not pork.
You can slice pork and fry it as bacon. You can chop it again and make it pork chops.
Using the word pork. You can grind it
and put it with meat and make meat.
I'm not talking about cooking it. I was talking about using the word pork. I can do a lot of things with pork.
Oh, I bet you can.
Oh, you know what? See, here we go again. This is why instead we went with toast.
Because you can harm toast and it won't cry.
It's hard to be sexual with toast.
It won't make commercials at 2 a.m. about the abuse of toast. I mean, maybe Alpha or whatever companies are out there for the betterment of farmers and crops and stuff might, but I've never seen one, so.
Well, anyway, episode 2 is where we came up with toast. It took us a week.
It took us a week to figure this out.
Yeah. Actually, it really did, though, because we went back and forth for a couple of days trying to figure out a better end to the episode once we actually got an actual episode together. That's another podcast and another story.
Yeah. I completely agree.
So toast comes to the forefront.
Would you say we're done?
I say we're done.
Would you say that this episode is toast?
I would say this episode is toast.
Strawberry jam or Concord grape?
I say grape.
I just love the grape. All right.
So now we have an action for our toast, or rather not even an action, but more of a coating for the toast.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, we had decided that we wanted to always say the episode was toast when we made the decision, but we weren't really sure what to do after saying that.
It was like, toast is really dry. We have to liven it up with some condiments.
Well, we talked about it, and I really wanted to do the whole Mortal Kombat toasty, but we couldn't really do that.
Because we'd get sued.
Well, and I can't do that repeatedly.
Well, no.
But we kept going with toast.
And it just seemed right at the time.
I'm turning my toast into pork chops and rice and Spanish beans.
You suck.
No, that's what Hot Mess is for. He cooks me dinner. And it tastes so good.
Magic.
Oh my god, it's like food set.
In your mouth?
In my mouth.
That's usually
it's
where
like
it goes.
In my mouth.
It's like food in my mouth. It's so good. Magic.
I guess I'll have to hotwire mine so that I can get Xbox 360.
Okay, please do. Please do. Okay, let's make the electrical toast happen, people. I like this. I like this a lot. Me, I'm just going to turn my toast into a pizza because I'm hungry now. And I don't have anybody to cook me pork chops. And I also do not have pork chops.
It's all gone.
You suck. Okay. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Girl.
We are out.
What are you eating?
She's eating what she just said she was going to turn her toast into, the bitch.
You're already eating it?
She's already eating it.
Yeah.
We haven't finished the show and she's already eating it.
I'm fucking hungry.
Well, I'm Ninja Sista. She's fucking hungry.
I'm fucking hungry. That should be my new handle. Fucking hungry.
Fucking hungry. I'm fucking hungry.
I love fucking eating.
Okay.
I remember this episode. Oh, God. Okay. And apparently we got our pork reference again several episodes later.
It's kind of funny how it works out that where we're supposed to be doing things with toast, how many other different food references make their way into the conversation?
We talk about food a lot.
Well, and it's because we mostly record the podcast right before dinner time, which is, may or may not.
During dinner time, as that clip obviously portrayed.
Yes, pretty much. Eating happens sometimes during recordings, sometimes after. But this particular clip here, pretty much... Yeah, it definitely gets to the core of our toasting out. But, yeah, in your mouth.
Yeah, alrighty. It was like food in my mouth. And it was, in fact, food in my mouth. As you guys know, I didn't change my handle, obviously. I don't even remember even thinking that I would do that. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't, because... I don't think Ash would be Ash without Pandalicious. I don't know if it would be the same with fucking hungry.
No.
Around all the time.
Yeah. All right, so this next piece is a little bit different for us. Okay, this is part of the top 10 most popular things that we did with toast. And we have a tie for number 10 on the countdown, which is
It goes to... putting garlic butter on it and turning it into breadcrumbs.
Okay, two valid things you can do with toast
Why didn't we put garlic butter on it and then turn that into garlic breadcrumbs?
I don't know, but there was also this one.
I think this podcast is toast.
I think this podcast is toast.
And I was thinking that I was going to do something a little freaky with the toast this week.
What are we going to do with the toast?
Well, I was reading this article, right? And they were talking about Fluffernutters. Because I guess some congressman or something up there in Massachusetts got all pissed off because this kid went to school and was able to get a Fluffernutter sandwich. And he's like, there's no nutritional additives in fluff. We should get this
marshmallow.
Outlawed. He's like, we should get this outlawed. Kids should not be able to eat this stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but I love Fluffernutters. And my heart weeps for you. But that was like the first sandwich that our mother taught me how to make was a fluffernutter.
Ooh, peanut butter and fluffernutter sandwich.
Yeah, for those of you who are not initiated, this is where you take marshmallow fluff, not that Jeff Puff marshmallow crap, marshmallow fluff, and you take it with peanut butter and put it on bread and make a sandwich.
So you push them together.
Yes. Now,
you mush them.
There are some people that then take this concoction a step further by coating the outside of the bread with margarine and brown sugar.
Ooh.
And then toasting it so that it caramelizes the outside. You never had that?
No.
Oh, darling. Oh, darling. And then toast this sandwich. So I'm going to have a fluffernutter. I'm going to have a toasted fluffernutter. Because there's actually another congressman in Massachusetts who's like, wait a minute, no. This should be like the state sandwich. Are you kidding me? So he's actually I'm serious. He's like trying to put together an amendment.
A bill?
Yeah, to get the state sandwich of Massachusetts.
Oh my God, to pass the bill. Oh my God.
So I hope that happens because everybody should have a fluffernutter at least once in their lifetime.
Man.
I mean, people put some weird stuff on peanut butter, but there's nothing better than having peanut butter and marshmallow stuck to the roof of your mouth.
What's with our fascination with our mouths?
We're very oral people.
I guess so. So, yeah, fluffernutter is the awesome.
Yeah, and we're always going to talk about it, especially because
we're from the area that fluff is
made.
Yeah.
So even though it's not the official state sandwich of Massachusetts, it is the official sandwich of the city we come from.
It is the official sandwich of Esh.
It is. Fluffernutter, the official sandwich of the land of Esh. All participants in the land of Esh enjoy Fluffernutter when, you know, in our green room, mm-hmm. if they're ever in our green room, which is pretty much just my office. So that doesn't happen often.
No.
But hey, seriously, if you've never had a Fluffernutter, you're missing out.
But hey, we've got some more on the countdown, so we should keep on a rolling.
We should. There was also a tie for eighth place.
And that was putting honey on it and using it to make bruschetta. And that was Ninja's thing, because I don't make bruschetta.
Yeah, but bruschetta is a really great thing to do with toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little pieces of toast. I gotcha.
Okay. Little pieces of toast. Little bit of the mozzarella. Little bit of the olive oil there. Little bit of the tomato. Boom. Instant snack. Yummy in the tummy. It's a good thing to do. But also, at number 7, we have one of Panda's favorites.
And I was putting Nutella on it.
That
stuff is the awesome. I love to eat it on everything.
And
just
Nutella.
Sometimes in my mouth when I have it. It's so good. It is delicious. It makes me weep. it does. It is that good. But pork returns. Yep. It comes back like Swan Fever at at our number 6 with this.
What are you doing with yours?
I'm going to take it and I'm going to put some mayonnaise and some lettuce.
And bacon!
And some bacon.
Bacon!
It's bacon! And
oh my god, I had bacon's dates wrapped in bacon last night at the Cheesecake Factory. They were so good.
I pretty much think just about anything wrapped in bacon is going to taste delicious.
Anything wrapped in bacon for the fucking win.
I think if you took like a dirt ball and wrapped it in bacon.
You could wrap cancer in bacon and it would be okay.
No, it would not. That would not be okay.
Hey, here's some cancer wrapped in bacon. All right.
No, that's wrong.
Num, 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 num.
Panda, you go sit in the corner right now.
Fine.
Go.
Okay.
Don't turn around.
Sorry.
Okay, cancer is not good wrapped in bacon. I have tried it.
You liar. You have not tried it, and it is absolutely.
If cancer does not taste like chicken or any other food you might
cancer wrapped in anything but a cure is horrible.
Needless to say, I don't think before I speak. This is a great example of that.
Big time. Ding, ding. But just about most things, okay, that a person would eat
can be infused by the wrapping of bacon. We can say that.
Yes. And that I endorse bacon. I should be the poster child for bacon.
I can see you on the poster right now. Pandalicious wants you to eat your bacon.
Bacon.
Eat your damn bacon.
And I'd be like pointing down at vegans.
Unless you have diabetes.
Like the wrath hands of God. Bacon! And they'll all be like, bacon!
Oh, no!
It would be great.
Oh. But we've got to continue on with the countdown.
Yep. So that was six. So now we're moving on to number five. At number five, we've got something that Ninja really, really likes. That I'm not too happy about. It doesn't make me happy in the pants. In fact, she did this about 12 times, which means there were 12 instances where I was not happy
in my pants.
Well, there are many more times than that, especially since I don't like to wear pants. So, as a rule.
See, getting all the inside dirt of the Land of Ish.
So let's take a listen to this and, you know, revisit this moment of time that
you're not happy in your pants.
Yep. I guess this makes 13 now, but let's have a listen, shall we?
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to take it and use it as croutons on a chicken Caesar salad.
Well, you always do that.
I make damn good croutons. What do you want?
Do something else with your toast. Look, God dang it.
Here's what I like to do, and that's Matt Damon. Thank you very much. Here's what I like to do with my toast. I like to make croutons with my toast. I like to make peanut butter sandwiches with my toast. I also like to take my toast, put butter on it, and then put some brown sugar on it.
And you like to inject it with AIDS.
I do not. What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
Do something odd with your toast. God.
Okay, fine. I'm going to take my toast and break it up and put it in between my toes.
Okay, well, that's fucked up. Do you feel
better? Do you feel better now?
Yep.
Have I amused you? Are you happy, Panda? Are you happy now?
I am.
What is it with you and terminal diseases with toast?
I don't know, but apparently...
Your cancer in bacon and infuse your toast with AIDS.
No, I said you should inject your toast with AIDS. Wow. So, but you do, Ninja. You use your toast for the most mundane things.
Hey, toast doesn't have to always be out there on the edge.
Okay? Well, especially not for you, miss. I'm going to stay on the curb and play by the toast rule book.
Hey, I put it between my toes, didn't I? And let me tell you,
that's because you're under duress.
That's right.
Duress.
Look, you use your toast your way, I'll use my toast my way.
Fine, I guess. Whatever.
Whatever floats your boat and makes you happy.
Oi.
Egg croutons make me happy. I like to snack on them. Because they can be flavored all different kinds of ways. See, that's
But you didn't even flavor it. It was all just, I'm going to make croutons.
You don't know that I wasn't using
Well, you didn't tell the masses what kind of flavored
You didn't give me a chance to pin me in a corner. And nobody backs baby in a corner.
Anyway.
Okay, I could have been using pumpernickel bread.
Yeah, but you never said.
Okay, cinnamon toast, I wasn't given a chance. You didn't give me the chance. But that's okay, because we're going to move on to number four on the countdown.
All right, then.
Okay, and number four was kind of a, it was a catch-all for us, really. I won't say we, because I didn't always do it.
No.
As, you know, it's been pointed out. But oftentimes we modified our toast when we would sign off.
Yep. Making it more unique to each of us.
True. Sometimes that came in the form of decoration. Or, you know, completely transmogrifying it.
And turning it into something completely different than its original composition.
Kind of like we did in this particular snippet.
Which just leaves Pandalicious and her toast.
I am going to go to a friend of mine who can do, he does burning with wood, like he carves things with fire.
Nice.
And I'm going to have him carve my likeness in toast, and I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Uh-oh. We gave her bad ideas.
You just can't get off the eBay, can you? You got to get the Pandalicious stuff.
Or rather, I'm going to have somebody bake a giant loaf so I can do the whole me, like, leaning on the toast. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to sell it on eBay.
That's awesome.
I don't think I'm fucking. I'm actually kind of serious. I know someone who can do it.
Oh, fuck me! All right.
I would totally bid on that. Not much, but I'd pay to see that.
Seriously, if you put that shit up on eBay, listing it on the website, that's awesome. Oh my god! But anyway.
I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm not gonna play my game. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take my toast and I'm gonna go check out eBay to see if anything of ours is up there.
If you act now, you can get the whole set of ESH Crew toast, Pandalicious, Ninja Sister, Magic Stick Girl, or Evermore. They're all here, permanently burned into toast.
You know what? We should talk to Kellogg and get our images on those Eggo waffles.
We should have our own cereal. ESH.
No, because you know how
wait,
good.
Wait, ESH. They've been cereal, bitch.
They've anyway, been like two characters and things on their waffles.
Anyway.
Wait. On the cereal box, I can see it now. Have you ever seen the Chappelle Show where he's like doing the Samuel Jackson? Beer.
Samuel Jackson! It'll get you drunk!
Like, see the ESH cereal, bitch? It'll give you fiber!
I think this is where our anyway also came from.
I'm pretty sure this is actually the cause of that.
I wouldn't be surprised. And just to clarify, I never did get my likeness burnt into toast.
No, we didn't do the emblazing. We never got our avatars emblazed upon the Eggos.
No, that is still a dream that we could achieve at some point in the future. I mean, I guess 3 years down the road, if it hasn't happened now, there's probably a good chance that 3 years from now it still won't happen. But,
hey,
it was funny then, and it's funny now.
Next up on the countdown, coming in at the number 3 slot, is another one of my faves.
What are you doing with your toast, Ninja?
I'm going to take my toast, actually, and I'm going to put peanut butter.
Are you going to dress it up in leather and take it out on the town?
No, because my toast...
Are you
going
to teach it how to rollerblade?
No, because...
Are you going to make it have babies?
No, because toast does not procreate, nor is it into bondage, or... outdoor activities.
Oh.
It's into getting into my belly.
Oh.
So I'm just going to put some peanut butter on it and eat it.
That's lame.
It is, but nourishing because I'm hungry as shit.
I didn't know shit got hungry.
Shit does get hungry. It's not sweet, but it does get hungry.
Okay. Right, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to take my toast and probably just slather some peanut butter on it and maybe try to get in the last vestiges. I hate Nutella, so no, I'm not putting
Vegemite.
That on my No, God, no. Vegemite is... All right, and I don't want to offend any
gross.
Of my friends, so I'm just going to stop. Probably going to try and play
some
last
turkey?
Vestiges.
Want some turkey?
Will you calm your ass down? See, this is what I hate when you get on drugs. You're just crazy when you're on drugs. Prescribed, legal, or otherwise.
Danny?
Shut up! No! Peanut butter! Shush! And play Xbox, because this is probably going to be the
Jelly?
Last Xbox I'm going to get. I'm just ignoring you now at this point. The last Xbox I'm going to be able to get in before I actually have to be sans Xbox for a couple of months.
That's okay. I'll play with mine.
It pains me. It hurts me in my soul.
We will hold a candlelight vigil for Ninja and her loss of the Xbox.
Well,
next
it's
Tuesday.
No Xbox, it's no Wii, and it's no PS3. I'm going to be playing a lot of DS, and unfortunately my DS collection is very, very tiny.
You should get a puppy game and wash a puppy in a basin.
I have a kitten game, and I kill my kittens.
You're a kitten killer?
Yeah, but...
You're a kitten killer, you kill cats.
cats, cats, cats.
Okay, so
where to start with that? Well, pandas interrupt as much.
Yeah.
Little hyper. Yeah.
Just a niblet.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least I gave you some great ideas, which you never used. I mean, come on. Rollerblading toast?
First of all,
appropriating toast?
No, if toast ever appropriated, they would dominate us, much like
yes. Toast. Oh my God, there'd be a toast invasion.
Okay, and what can you do with toast? It's not like it breathes air. You can't dry it out because it's already dried out. You, even if you make it soggy, it just becomes mushy. And if too much of it gets together, you just, you know, you have freaking walking sand, quicksand traps. I mean, toast is a formidable foe, so you toast not sand. Want it.
Oh my God, toast sand traps.
Okay, like you don't
sand of toast that traps you and eats your soul.
Exactly. Toast would be very formidable, so we don't want toast procreating. But what you do want to do is put some peanut butter on that bitch, because that is just yummy. Okay, it gets all hot and slathery in your mouth hole.
Yeah, and then if you want, you can slap your friends with it, and they'll be like, ew! So it's a great
thing, and you always give me shit for it.
Yeah, well, because it's all you ever do. It's like waking up every day on the right side of the bed to go to the right drawer in your right dresser to get your right shirt with
There's
your right
There's nothing wrong with that.
You have a whole other side, Ninja. That is the point.
And I put other things in the other side. Hello. I'll get them out when I need them, but I know exactly where they are.
Regardless.
All right. We can move on to number two. All right. It's a good number. It's around number K. But if you take the peanut off of peanut butter, you pretty much end up with what we come up with number two, which I contend is another great thing.
Hard.
To put on toast.
Yes. Yes. Even I have to admit that I'm a fan of this next
toast condiment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's roll that clip.
Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
I think I'm just going to eat it. I'm kind of hungry.
Cool.
Talking about blood and gore and guts has made me hungry.
And now your hunger must be satiated with the blood of self-buttering toast.
No, no self-buttering. That's so gross.
Actually, I'm going to create self-buttering toast.
Is that what you're going
to
work on?
She's going to create it, and then she's going to try and find a way to refine it so that's not a messy process.
Yeah, so it only gets warm and buttery in the middle.
How do it know what's not the middle anymore?
The crust. The crust is sort of a different texture, so you could...
I know,
you
could... but butter seeps through all holes. Eventually, butter would go through the crust, it would seep out. It would be like the reverse of a black hole, but of butter.
It'd be like an explosion of butter.
It would be a fountain of butter.
Radius. A certain radius and circumference inside of the bread. And the bread has to be toasty before
this. Bitch, you ain't no nerd. Don't be throwing around math terms like you know what you're talking about. What you doing with your toast besides trying to do ungodly, unhuman, unnatural things with it?
Yeah, God would have created self-buttering toast had there been a need for self-buttering.
If he'd been thinking outside of the box, he would have done it.
You have now declared God infallible. Okay.
Maybe
I think
he just hoped that
stop. Humans
weren't so god-awful lazy to butter their own damn toast.
Anyway.
Oh, somebody's going to hell and it's not me.
I'm going to hell, but probably not for the reasons you think I am.
Awesome, though. I'm just going to eat the toast. I'm not even going to attempt the self-buttering toast because I already have self-buttering popcorn. But I'd love to create self-toasting marshmallows. That would be pretty cool.
So what we've learned today, children, are that pandas are lazy. And with that...
Now the toast
is done. Well, you gotta put the bread in the toaster in order for it to become toast. And sometimes it takes a little while for it to become toast. But now, yeah. I saw it pop up. It's toast. What do you want to do with it?
I'm gonna make it like look like me, and hide it, or rather, I'm gonna dress it up like me and use it as a decoy.
Okay.
Cause someone's out for me and.
I don't think that's going to convince
anybody, really.
I don't know.
It's not tall enough.
I wouldn't talk about height, okay?
You know what? Yeah,
you bought this to yourself.
You know what? Ask me what I'm going to do with my toast. Let's not even go there.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to eat it. I'm just going to take my toast. I'm going to put some butter on it, and I'm going to let that butter just seep all the way through until it hits the plate.
Self-buttering toast?
No, no. What is with you and the self-buttering things? No. I will butter it. I will manually butter my toast. I do not want my toast to splooge upon itself.
Splooge.
Okay, that's it.
And just so you guys know that, yes, I did manage to create self-buttering toast, but it was kind of a fail, and it buttered too much and became a big buttery slush splooging remains of what toast could have been. And Mom got mad because we were wasting butter that could have been used to much better use.
I just think that we've just defined really what this podcast is about, and it's about really
self-buttering.
No!
And how important it really is.
Combining things together, which you just don't think go together, but somehow magically we make them work. I don't think there's any other podcast that you will listen to ever that in the same sentence will talk about toast splooging upon itself.
And religion.
And religion.
Just remember that every morning when you're having your toast, bring some Jesus in. Bring Jesus into your toast.
There are lots of people that see Jesus and Jesus Mary
in their toast.
And
yes.
Mary in their toast. And we don't.
I saw Rufus once.
With or without Shafakan?
Not that Rufus.
Oh.
Wait, what's his name? Rufus in Dogma?
You talking about the character that.
Yes. He was like, Chris, I was the 13th yes. disciple.
Yes. Yes.
Like, Jesus owes me money.
Again, like most of our podcasts, we're going off on a tangent here. We got to get to the number one. People are like, okay, all right, what do you put on toast the most?
Oh, my God. I'm excited. I wonder what it is.
Well, here's what we did.
28
times.
In a row?
I don't know about in a row, but overall, that's a lot of things to do with toast.
Well, let's give it to them.
Okay, well, with that, I'm going to have to call this podcast Toast.
It's Toast.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to fucking eat it because I'm fucking hungry.
Okay.
What are you going to do with yours?
I'm going to eat my toast as well, but I don't need to fuck it in order to eat it.
I didn't say I was going to fuck the toast. I said I'm going to... I didn't say I was going to fucking eat it. Not fuck and as in fuck and eat it, but fucking eat it. Like, I'm going to, like, ferociously rape eat it. What am I talking
what
about?
What is it with you and rape? I don't... Oh, you're very angry with your toast now. So, just to count down, okay, we talked about me being lame with the toast, but overall, over the countdown, you have said to do things like bacon wrap cancer, inject the toast with AIDS, rape eat the toast, use the toast as doppelganger, self butter creating toast, and I'll stick with my little lame ass old putting of it of the oils and the butter and just eating it as opposed to fucking it and eating
it. I didn't say fuck and eat. I said fucking eat, and then I said rape eat. So yes. I guess.
And so I the just, fucking came back in.
It did. Apparently I have sexual aggression towards toast.
Well, it's a damn good thing that we're just going to say a farewell to the toast.
Before I'm surprised you frame that
it. Before it has to be on SVU. That episode would be really, really weird.
We'll see the whole cast looking at a loaf of bread and be like, this sick fuck.
What did you do to the toast? You tell me, you sick pervert.
Like, where did the bad woman touch you? I don't think we need it to point. There's a giant hole.
I just want to know how she put a giant hole in the toast.
That would be a very interesting episode.
It would be a very special episode of it.
So that was the top 10 things we did with Toast.
Yeah, but we did a few other things with Toast. Oh. We have 177 episodes. So for a while there, we did the ordinary things. But as you've kind of grown with us, you probably know we started to kind of do some improv type things. This is where I think being drama nerds kind of kicked in.
Yep.
Because around, like, episode, what, 11?
11?
Yeah. Yeah. We
started getting creative. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
With our toast. And why don't you guys have a listen?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
I think this podcast is toast.
So what are we going to do on the toast this week? Because I gotta tell you, you know what I'm feeling?
What are you feeling?
Cream cheese and jelly.
Mmm, that sounds kind of good.
That's what I'm thinking.
But see, it's kind of early afternoonish now.
I know, that's why. It would be great with a cup of tea.
I think I want to put a hot dog on it with mustard and roll it up.
Okay, that could be
good. Or maybe I'll toast a bun. So my bun will be toast.
Wait! Bun toast! You getting all, you know, improv with the shit now.
Man, I like the idea, though. I could go for one of those.
You gonna toast the buns now?
Yeah, I'm gonna toast.
See, now you're getting hungry.
Yeah.
That means it's time to go. Who doesn't like the
man,
buns?
Man, did you not hear my excitement over bun toast? I was like, bun toast!
You're like for the win, I heard it go off.
The best idea I've ever had in my entire life, and it probably actually is.
No, you've had some really good ideas. But that look, toasted buns. In whichever way you want to choose to run with it, children, is a good thing.
Wait. How would... never mind. I don't even want to fathom that right
just
now.
Just let it go.
Such a good time.
Let it bounce around in your brain like the toast and the improv. But it's good times. Yeah. Good times.
Okay. So...
And then we pretty much... continued on that tangent. I swear we try to one-up each other each week.
What else is new? We're sisters. We're always trying to one-up each other.
Not necessarily. Well, you take a listen and you tell it. What are you going to do with your toast, Pandelicious?
I am going to... I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, you know, if you hadn't had that burger, you could have used your toast as the buns for a burger and made it.
I don't eat
face.
A lot of bread anyway.
I know.
So I'm just gonna let my toast hang out with my uneaten bun.
Oh, they're gonna have like a
bun picnic.
Yeah, don't go there. Don't go there.
I was gonna be like, it's a carbohydrate convention, but I stopped myself.
Okay. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going any place
it sounded,
naughty.
It sounded like
I
yeah,
wasn't
it sounded
going
like you
any place
naughty.
Naughty no, I wasn't. I
you
thought
mean
about
like
it.
They were going to have a carbohydrate like threesome?
No,
like
I wasn't going
toast,
there.
Bun
I
and toast.
I wasn't going there.
I put
there.
Some toast in your bun.
I wasn't going there. I was not. That
some
was
bun
not
in
me.
Your toast. I'll put some bun in your toast. I was online and somebody in guild chat said, "Oh, what did they say?" They said it to you, Panda. They said, you were the bun to my McSausage.
Oh my god, no, someone told me I was the sausage in their egg McMuffin. That's what they said. That was there.
Nobody says anything like that to me. The only, like, online stuff that I get is, like, how big are your tits? And that's how they talk live. And I'm just like, that's you.
It's because you don't play a night elf.
Yeah, I know.
Like a slut.
Hey!
No.
I'm not.
Magic,
I'm
what
not,
are you doing with your toast?
Well, against you, all the night elves dance like sluts.
Yeah, they do. It's true.
Magic.
You just used the emote.
Magic. That's another podcast. What are you doing with your toast?
I'm not having toast. But the bottom of my pizza is toasted, and I saw it come through the door a few minutes ago.
Fucking.
So I'm having a sporky,
which is
sausage and ricotta cheese.
Yummy!
It's so yummy.
Yeah.
Yummy.
You know what?
Yummy. I got sporky in my tummy.
fuck all y'all, okay? I still have to make dinner. All right. And I am actually going to, like, use toasted bread as well because we're making a chalupa. And that's when you take a bubbly thin crust and then you get some refried beans and then you get a bunch of mild sauce.
Okay, that kind of started the explosion. That kind of started Spanish sounding and ended karate sounding.
I know.
Hi-ya!
Okay.
And so Ninja's gonna be kung fu cooking.
Yeah.
Everybody was kung fu cooking.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm gonna make a music video with it, and the song's gonna be "Do You Love My Toast."
Can you put that on YouTube? Because I'd really
I'm
like
gonna
to
put
see
that on MySpace, YouTube, and Facebook.
Awesome. So
and I'm gonna dance with toast and toasters and everything. It's gonna be awesome.
I can't wait.
Hey, at least I didn't. I was about to say I'm gonna eat my toast like they do in that anime, but I didn't go there.
You
see how I didn't go there?
And I'm so proud of you for that.
You should tape wings to the toasters.
Oh man, I remember that screensaver.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's something I have not seen enough of in the last few years.
That's old school right there. After dark screensaver flying toasters. Sniffle, sniffle.
With that, I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
Okay.
So. Okay. That's right. I like the answers. Quick and succinct. Okay. So, Magic, what are you doing with your toast? All right, I'll come back to you. Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
Magic, you've been really slow with answers today.
I know. Like, I'm totally not there today.
I'm going to cut a smiley face in my toast, and we're going to sing show tunes.
Oh, okay. I'm actually sorry I asked.
She's doing that. If she's doing that, then I am going to find some way to burn either Jesus or the Virgin Mary into my toast, and then I'm going to sell it on eBay for thousands and thousands of dollars.
I like the way you think.
My toast is going to make me rich.
Holy toast.
And then I'll write a best-selling novel about how to get rich with toast. You
draw
too
Jesus
can,
on it.
You too can get rich with toast.
Here's how. Step one.
Draw Jesus.
Draw Deejus. Step two.
Deejus.
Deejus.
I heard Deejus.
Kathy Lee.
Okay, Regis won't work out.
Deejus and Kathy Lee. That's awesome. That should
anyway.
Be a shirt. All right, so anyway.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm actually going to take my toast and I'm
Do you
want to
enter into my eBay venture with me? Jesus to the Virgin Mary?
I would, but I'm just Catholic enough that I go, that's kind of blasphemous enough to wind me up in hell with the penguins, so I'll skip
that. Now, wouldn't
that.
It be funny if you went to heaven and Jesus is like, why didn't you put me on your toast? Don't you
And I'd be like, Jesus, I wasn't sure if I should put you on the toast. I figured you would be more of a pita kind of guy.
Pancakes, Moses. Pancakes. Jesus is a pancakes man.
I think Jesus would be
with
a
pancake. With syrup.
No, I know for a fact that Jesus is a pancake man because somebody sold a pancake with Jesus' image on it for, like, thousands of dollars on eBay.
IR Jesus.
Yeah.
IR Jesus. we need just a whole line of IR shirts.
Bible. He be me, the first Ebonics spoke by Jesus. No, seriously, it's actually in the Bible.
What did you just say?
Jesus speaks Ebonics and that it's in the Bible.
Yeah, he said that. He said, I be he. And that's the first evidence of Ebonics, and it spoke by Jesus. So Jesus totally was the original OG. But anyway.
I'm going to take my toast and I'm getting my ass to church because I need to repent. Bad.
Hey, say, amen. Would you?
I might throw a couple up and be like, all right.
Yeah, somebody needs to pray for my soul, because I ain't doing it.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to take it and crumble it up on my salad.
You're not going to make a salad sandwich?
No, I wouldn't make a salad sandwich.
Why not? I think that'd be revolutionary.
No, it's what today people call a wrap.
Oh.
And
but not with toasted bread.
Have you never had a gyro? Those pitas are toasted, lightly toasted, but toasted. And you know what the insides of that are? Why, it's the making of salad. It's lettuce and dressing and onion and, oh, a meat. Why, it could be a chicken Caesar pita.
Okay.
Revolutionary.
I thought that was a good idea.
It was, which is why the Greeks invented it thousands of years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's okay.
They're no patent listening. For me.
Yeah. No patent on a hero for you. People in the patent office would probably laugh their asses off if you walked with a piece of paper like, okay, dude, I have an idea for a sandwich, right? Okay, now stay with me on this. We're going to take a salad, right? But here's where we're going to flip the script. Okay, I'm going to put it in, like, a tortilla, right? We're going to wrap it up and put salad dressing on it, and I call it a salad sandwich. And they'll probably look at you and go, are you high? Are you on something right now?
Oh, that was so funny, Ninja.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now wait a minute. What I don't understand is I mentioned way before Magic did about burning things into toast. And when she mentioned it, it was the best idea ever. But when I do it, I didn't get nearly the same kind of encouragement. WTF, sis.
Well, here's the thing. At the time, one of you was working and one of you wasn't. And somebody needed some money because, if I remember correctly, their internet was kind of sucking, like, the life out of the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Needless you know say. I'm behind you in all of your endeavors when they're good. You know, if this was 2,000 years ago, I would have bankrolled your salad sandwich business.
And I just, needless to say, when it came to trying to do different things with toast, Magic was a lot better in the imagination.
Oh, I don't know. Your music videos thing was kind of interesting. I'm sad that it never happened. I was looking forward to the toast.
It's kind of hard because, you know, being my own production crew, my own writing staff, I got a lot of shaky camera and I didn't get enough emotion.
Right, right.
In the video. There was a pilot video, but It was essentially just me mouthing because, you know, you don't sing in music videos. You just mouth the words. But then I realized I'd have to sing. And getting toast to dance when it doesn't want to is really hard.
But, well, now there's the union, so you got to go through them before
my God, and all the freaking red tape and the blah, blah, blah. And toast is very hard to work with. Like, when you see it in movies in Hollywood, like, that is, like, really, really hard to do to get toast.
We didn't have the budget, really, to provide you with a toast wrangler. So, but it's a missed opportunity for us, for sure.
But yeah. That's okay, though.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
And, guys, there was a little clip of Loosely in that whole little improv section. Hi, Loosely! And she contributed to the thought.
Well, and we also did a lot of other things with toast. Particularly, Panda, you got aggro with it.
Oh. Yep, I aggroed it. I boycotted it. I donated it sometimes. I dressed it up a lot.
Gave it a nosebleed at one point in time. Well, you're kind of a little angry.
Yeah,
with it.
I did that. I fed it to some penguins and pigeons and monsters since they all really kind of.
You
love it.
You raised an objection to it.
I objected to toast. Yes, I did. Then I gave it a pardon.
Yes.
Then I gave it away. I think there was some juggling. I put some in the guild bank back when I was
you
playing.
You scratched it like a DJ.
I did. I did, in fact, scratch it like a DJ.
It didn't go wiki, 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 though.
No, it just broke.
Yeah, it kind of crumbled.
I shot police with it. I wrote a fairy tale about toast.
Yeah.
I think, what else? I put it in a bento box once.
Right. So see, you're just as imaginative.
Oh, I am highly creative, but we already knew that.
Yes. No.
And so those much. Are some really great ideas. I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, but what you're not is very nice when I just do regular, normal things with my toast.
Yeah, much like what happens here.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm just going to eat it. Because I like toast.
Your toast ever.
I do interesting stuff to my toast. I put peanut butter on it. Sometimes I put honey on it.
No, I love when you're like, I'm going to put cinnamon on it and butter and eat it. And then and next time I'm going to put butter and then cinnamon on it. And then I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put it on top of my salad and eat it. And then I'm going to put salad on top of my toast and have a salad sandwich. And then I'm
fuck, a salad sandwich sounds really good.
An open-faced Caesar salad.
But I'm just going to eat. Dude, I like toast.
Okay.
I like to eat toast. I don't just like to look at toast.
I want to look at toast. A toast porn magazine with toast, like, on, like, plates.
Dude, it'd be toast in a, like, in the Wonder Bread package, and then, like, you'd see, like, the cover. It'd be, like, sneaking a corner out of the package.
Oh, my God.
And then you'd open up the magazine, and it'd be a trifold. You'd see the bottom half of the piece of bread, and then the middle and the top. Like,
oh, my God.
You'd be like, oh, my God, you can see all of the pores in that yeast. Go, yeast. Yeah. Yeah, make it rise. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay, well, then I'm going to have to call this podcast Toast.
Yeah, it's Toast.
So what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to cut out a massive E and a massive 3 out of my toast. And I'm not going to eat it.
How massive is it going to be if we're talking piece of toast?
Well, the whole doughy part of the bread. No crust, man.
I see.
So and then I'm going to put... And then I'm going to put some mayonnaise on them and put some cheese and some meat of some kind and make an E3 sandwich.
But you said you weren't going to eat it, so you're going to make a sandwich.
But now that I'm putting cheese and meat
in it, I have to put it in my mouth. So you're going to make an E3 sandwich and you're going to put it in your mouth.
Yes, I am.
All right, folks, that's what she said.
I'm putting it in my mouth.
What are you going to do with yours? I can't believe you said that. Me, I'm going to take my toast and I think, yet again, because I'm really hungry, I'm going to make some bruschetta.
Ugh.
Dude, it's delicious. You can't go wrong.
You do something fucking cool with your toast. You do the lamest things with your toast.
Dude, I don't have to make sandwiches out of letters with my toast because you do that. So I don't want to steal your thunder and one-up you.
You couldn't.
So while you're doing that, I could. I could make an Xbox game controller out of my toast and then use highlighters.
You couldn't do that. You can't draw.
Yes, I can carve. I can carve like a mofo. So I could do that. But I'm not going to do that. I don't want to steal your thunder. So I'm going to kick back in the background and just make some bruschetta.
All right, fine. Can I have some?
No.
Why?
Because you went and made this big deal, and now I'm not going to share.
Whatever. I love you.
Uh-huh. Love you, too. Okay. So let's first talk about the toast porn.
I am a deranged psychopath. I do not remember ever doing this, but obviously, as we've just heard,
E3 sandwich in your mouth.
I apparently like to put things in my mouth with meat, and there's no point in me trying to deny that I've done it because obviously
we heard
there's audio evidence that I have. So, yep. I put things in my mouth, and usually they have cheese and or meat, and I om-nom them, and they are delicious.
And that's fine. That's just fine, okay? But the toast porn centerfold, I was kind of proud of myself there on that one.
Yes, that was probably one of the highlights of your creative prowess.
I wouldn't say that!
I mean, I thought it was fucking sexy. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I was kind of like, I mean, as you could kind of tell in the clip, I was kind of like,
You're imagining
like, that. I was like imagining opening us about bread, people.
Yeah, I see.
Apparently, I think bread is sexy.
But we also have a few other highlights of things that we did with toast.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm going to have to say this podcast is toast.
I have to say it's toast, too.
All right, Pandalicious, what you going to do with your toast?
Actually, I think I overburnt it, so I'm going to throw it out.
You burnt your toast?
I'm burnt out, so I felt like taking it out on the toast. Excuse me.
With modern-day toasters, it's nearly impossible to burn toast.
Oh, no, it's not.
You totally can.
Oh,
if you want see if you are Pandalicious. I can. I can burn anything.
Okay.
What type of toaster are you using?
That girl can take a piece of toast and turn it into a black piece of coal.
It will turn to ash when okay. I'm done with it.
You'll grab it and it will break in your fingers and there will just be soot on the tips of your fingers. And you're like, I think I'll try another piece of toast, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Magic Mystic, what are you going to do with your toast?
Probably going to just eat it. I'm going to the fair tonight, so I'm not going to go. I'm going to go for maybe some...
Fried dough. Are you going to go
for fried dough? Turkey leg! Definitely going for the caramel apples, though, too. Turkey leg?
I think please. Panda, you can eat, like, a bite of a turkey leg?
I'd have it for a week. I'd have a week's meal.
Yeah. See, I could so go for fried dough now. You had to bring that up. Now I'm like totally.
You can't go. Dough. Yeah, you're too far away.
Hey, I got a deep fryer, okay? I can make my own fried dough.
She's never the same.
You can do it herself.
Okay, I got fried dough. I got brown sugar, and I got cinnamon.
Speaking of stuff that's not the same, and just it's not the same at home. A couple months ago, I tried chai tea at home. You know, you get it at Starbucks, and they put the steamed milk and all that in it.
Uh-huh.
And I tried just a regular tea bag and some boiled milk, and it was awful. But I found something recently. There's a new creamer out. It's flavored. It's vanilla chai flavored.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have found, God, you can make your own vanilla chai at home.
Guys,
yes. I'm just so happy.
Guys,
yes.
I don't know if our listeners want to hear us discussing what we're most likely going to do. We should wrap it up.
Oh,
I think they want to know all about us.
Yeah, really. I've been asked many times, you know, do I have a picture? Do I have any children? And, you know, what's my social security number? And I'm like, ha-ha! You're trying to steal my money. I'm not your friend anymore. Get off my MySpace. But now it's my turn about toast. And,
Perfect toast.
Since you had to go and say fair, now I'm not going to have toast. I'm going to make fried dough.
You're going to make
dough? I'm going to make fried dough.
Can I put toast? It'll probably be bunnies for you because I'm going to have to pay like $5 for it.
Come on. I know what I'm going to do with my toast. Never mind. I'm not going to burn it.
Okay.
Okay, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to make an anime about toast.
There's one about Japan, but it's not toast.
It's about bread.
Bread is toast, sweetheart.
Okay.
Bread is toast.
All right. Now look.
It can be toast, but
ladies, toast is toast. Okay,
yes.
Now look. I know you said we're going, but I have something I have to ask, and then we'll really go. Okay, so I finally have been watching Bleach.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I absolutely love it.
Of course you do. Nobody doesn't like Bleach.
All right,
and if they're going to go beat them up.
I like Bleach in my eyes because it burns, but okay.
Bleach is awesome. But here's my thing. Why is it called Bleach?
Because his hair is orange, and they thought his hair was black, and when he bleached it, it would be orange.
Yeah, his hair's bleached. His name is
Strawberry.
Yeah. It means strawberry.
That's why it's called Bleach.
This is how dumb I am. I'm like, dude, they never wash clothes, so it can't be Clorox. I'm just like, what the hell?
No, because of his hair.
It's peroxide.
If you notice in one of the episodes, Orihime was talking about her brother and how people used to tease her because her hair was that color. They thought she dyed it, but that's her natural color.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I got to one episode where, like, the big dude, Chad, he was telling the story about
Dad.
How he used to get picked on all the time. And then Chad came to his rescue one time, and I was like, they picked on him because your hair was orange? Okay.
Yeah. But it's really kind of funny because with Chad. Oh wait, let's thank this.
We'll table this for another conversation.
Hey guys, I think the podcast toast.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you, Panda. This podcast is toast.
Yep. Toasty.
It's toast.
Yeah. So what are you doing with your toast?
I'm gonna put butter on it and do it like a real OG. pull it down.
Okay. All right.
Like an original gangster.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Butter their toes.
Panda's gone gangsta, bitch.
No. We do it with the pake, and we just put a big wad of it on.
Wait. I'm sorry. Say that again.
No.
Pake.
No, I gotta hear you say it again. Come on.
No.
Give it away.
I'll say it again. I'll say it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it again. Yeah, anyway.
Right. Yeah,
no.
That's not a New England accent.
It's okay.
If
Ninja,
I've ever
Ninja.
Heard of it.
Ninja, you got it recorded. You can hear it as many times
as you
want. I know.
I'm gonna have to make that like my message alert whenever she texts me, especially when he goes, Pake.
Anyway, Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
I am going out to an Italian restaurant.
So it's not gonna be. So you're gonna have breadsticks.
She's gonna have
not
toasted
toast.
Bread.
Yeah,
because if you
have
bruschetta, that's toasted bread.
Ooh,
so, yeah, nice.
But, what about you, Ninja?
I'm actually going out for Mexican. So
I wanna go out for food. Fucking posers.
Hey, fucking! I earned it. I've been working all goddamn. Damn.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I
get
to go out to dinner.
So you go to your Mexican, she goes for her Italian, and I'll just have my ghetto toast with the pocket.
Ghetto toast with... Yes!
She said it.
She said it! I am going to take my toast, and I am...
And shove it up your ass!
You know what? You need to get off the caffeine, because it's not doing you any kind of good.
Panda, she told us this at the beginning of the podcast. You need to stop revealing these things before she can say it herself.
I know.
Oh, fuck you too, Magic. Okay.
Oh.
I'm just going to take my toast, and I'm going to put some honey on it and nurse
then
my broken feelings, because you people fucking suck. Okay.
I think we should point our fingers at her and laugh. She
You've
hates
been doing nothing but making fun of me this whole episode. And now I'm still coming in the corner and cry. Oh my god. You fucking suck. And with that,
that was your behind the scenes glimpse.
And with that.
Bitch, I'm trying
say
to
it?
Say
this
it.
I guess toast.
Oh,
I think it's toast. Oh, she took it from you.
Toasty.
Yeah, it's roasted and toasted like an almond.
Almond joy.
Yeah,
as opposed
toasted.
To an almond brother, which at one point in time was also roasted and toasted. Anybody doing anything fun with their toast?
I think I'm going to throw it in the pool and watch it sink, because I'm not hungry right now.
Okay, that's fine. Waste toast. You know, there are starving people.
You know what? I will mail my toast to Magic.
Yes. And put
nail mail. I'll attach it to a postcard.
Put your battleship move on it.
Alright.
Okay. So what are you gonna
I
do?
I wonder if you put a stamp and an address on toast if they will really mail it for you.
No, they will not mail toast if it's just
it's like, is that is there anything in this bread that is
perishable? Is there anything perishable in your bread?
No. Well, the bread.
Maybe.
Possibly. I mean, I toasted it, so I don't know.
Well, can I get that bread insured for like $2?
I need delivery confirmation on my toast.
Thank you.
Can you put a fragile sticker on it too and a this side up sticker, please?
Don't stamp it that hard, it's fragile, I told you.
put butter on it. Put butter on it and then have a this side up sticker on it.
What are you gonna do with your toast, ladies?
I'm going to put some butter on it and throw it at my wall.
See if it sticks.
Yeah.
Going kind of Jackson Pollock with your toast.
Yeah.
Just going to kind of fling it around and see what happens.
I'm going to beat it up. I'm going to abuse my toast today.
Toast abusal is not okay.
Sadism is not supported.
Friends don't let friends abuse toast.
Friends don't. So, with that, I think that's all the business. I think we're going to have to call this podcast Toasty, ladies.
Feeling kind of toasty to me, too.
Toasty!
So, what do you want to do with your toast?
I am going to put some brand new butter on my toast, because I'm raiding, bitches.
Oh, God, she's back into the wow. Magic, what are you doing with yours?
I think I'm going out.
So you're making your toast travel?
Yeah, I'm going to get my toast a little suitcase, and we're going to travel with my toast.
Aww, it's going to be like the roaming
Magic
home.
And her toast. That'd be a cute little four-panel anime.
four-panel
like
anime?
Manga, like the four panels.
What would okay, the first panel is me with my toast with a tiny little suitcase for my toast. What about the other three?
Your toast would be, like, alive. And it'd be like, come on, toast, we're going on an adventure. And then you grab a cake, and then you guys would travel. And at the end, someone would eat him because he's toast.
I'm going to have to say this podcast is toast.
Yeah, I think it's toast.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to, I think, sacrifice it so I can get my dog back.
I don't think that Fable is going to take your real toast and say, okay, I like, won't shoot your dog.
Like, what's your choice? It's like, the tower. What's that mean? I give you the toast for my dog. Toast for my dog.
Dog. Toast for my dog.
Like, it's yummy toast.
Here, Lucien, here's some nice buttered toast. Please don't shoot my dog.
You shot my dog.
Oh my god, I hate it when you make that noise because it really sounds
It's funny. Very convincing.
That's the sound that my dog made when he got hit by the car. When he escaped.
He did not get hit by a car.
Yes, he did when he was running up the street after he got out. He got hit by a car. That's why his leg was fucked up.
Damien ran away.
The first time he ran away.
Oh. Oh.
He got hit by a car. That's why we were able to find him because he was limping. Stop it. You suck. I am merely going to eat my toast. So I am just a fuck you. It's not funny. If you had heard it, you wouldn't make that noise. Motherfucker. Say your line so we can go.
Wait, you haven't said your outro
I did.
Yet.
I said, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We are gone. Fuck you.
Hey.
Oh my god. I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna hurt you.
Listen!
I am. Oh my god. So with that, I'm gonna call this podcast Toast.
Hey!
What are you gonna do with your toast?
I am going to...
Oh, you better say hi.
I am going to inject a Type 3 plug into it and throw it onto Africa and see what happens. I'm going to ship it on a slow boat to Africa and see what happens. What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to hide under it and hatch an evil plot to destroy you.
Why? Hey!
So with that...
Listen!
I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're going now.
Hey!
Bye!
Hey! Bye!
I think I'll have to call this podcast Toast.
Feeling kind of toasty.
Yeah, I know I am. So, Loserly, as you are our guest, what are you doing with your toast?
Oh, no.
You should have known this was coming. You've done this before.
I have done this before, and I don't remember what I said last time, so I'm nervous I'm going to say what I said last time.
Well, if you do, it'll be on a clip show.
All right.
No
well,
pressure.
I know.
I think I'm going to burn some movies with my toast.
There you go. That works.
Because it really is a great application for burning things.
True dat. Panda?
It's got to be something really fabulous. Like, I am going to cure cancer with my toast. That is what I am going to do.
Wow.
My toast.
How do you follow that up?
Well, then, after you cure cancer, you're going to win the beauty pageant with it, right?
Yep. Yep. That's exactly right. Yep. I'm going to be one of those Hollywood moms, but with toast. Like, that toast is a winner! It's a winner! I'm vicariously living through my toast. That's exactly how that would go. Ninja?
Oh, I don't even know how to follow that. I had a thought, and I thought it was clever, and now I'm just like, no, that's not going to work. So I think I'm just going to take my toast and make it fire retardant.
But then it's not toast, it's just bread.
No, I'm going to toast it first, but then I'm going to make it fire retardant so I can't blacken it anymore. And then once I have fire retardant toast, I'm going to use it to save puppies from burning buildings.
Oh my god, like you'll be a firefighter made out of toast?
My suit will be made out of toast. Yes, a fire retardant.
Oh my god, that is
Yeah, but wouldn't birds attack you in the daylight?
I gotta work on that piece. But it's gonna work for the puppy saving, and that's really all that matters.
Will your toast have a face?
I will have to make a mask for the toast so that I can actually see the puppies that I would be saving. Because otherwise, I'll just be running. Because
otherwise, I was imagining like a magic carpet that was toast, like in the puppies sitting on it, being thrown out of the fire.
We could go Aladdin with this, but I think
show them the world.
I think we'll have to hold that off for another episode. So, kind of a hodgepodge there of Panda being very, very violent and angry towards Toast.
I have an announcement to make. There is a reason for my hostility with Toast.
Okay.
At the tender age of 5, I was brutally molested by Toast.
Bullshit!
I never told anyone about it. It was a horrible secret.
You're so wrong.
It led to my promiscuity.
Don't blame that on the toast. Had nothing to do with your
and my giant rap sheet of assault and battery of grocery stores. Now, being 25 and growing out of this behavior, I can admit
you were not molested by Toast.
I was.
You were not.
Do not patronize me. It takes me a lot to say this with a straight face, but
I know you're trying not to laugh.
Was molested by Toast, and you need to accept it. I have accepted it. The internet is going to have to accept.
You are such a filthy liar. Toast never hurt you.
Toast hurt me!
You tell the truth right now.
I was bathing, and it came into the room, and it...
It did not touch you.
It did.
You're so full of shit.
I'm not.
You are, you little baker. Oh my god.
Outside of
Toast
that.
Has always been good to our family. You take those filthy words back.
Maybe Toast was good to you, but Toast was not good to me.
Oh my god. You're gonna have people out on the internet actually believing that Toast molested you.
Regardless, moving forward as a strong individual. That I am.
Oh, well, if Toast hurt you so bad, then, you know, why did you want to make an anime about it?
A lot of animes deal with molestation and sexual assault.
No, a lot of anime.
Hentai.
deal with molestation.
That's right.
And sex.
But regardless, I love how I've gone from wrapping cancer in bacon to eating it. To wanting to cure cancer for the betterment of humankind.
With Toast!
Yep. With the secret molestator.
It did not! Toast never molested you.
It did.
I was there during your childhood.
It was okay. It was okay.
Molestation is never okay.
No, but I have come to terms with it. Do not patronize me. It was a hard time.
You're being way too silly right now. We need to move on. We just have to move on because I can't even deal with this. We got to talk about why Toast is going away. And it has nothing to do with Pandalicious's accusations of Toast molestation.
Yes, it is because I'm going forward with a rape case.
You're not!
They have DNA from when I was 5. Vaginal tearing.
Oh my God. You need to stop.
Okay, guys, I'm just kidding.
I was
molested by Toast.
Holy shit. For half a minute there, I was like, shit, was she really molested by Toast? So you need to stop.
Code name for a man.
Toast.
Toast McGee.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's a reason why this clip show is going out and why we're saying goodbye. You know, and we figured since Oprah could, you know, do her show for 25 years and can walk away, that after 3+ years, we could say goodbye to Toast.
Right. And
at the same time, so maybe she'll know that we're going through the same type of loss that she's going through.
Oprah ain't losing shit.
No, she's gaining a lot. But that doesn't mean that we're saying goodbye to Toast does not mean we're losing something.
No, it doesn't. But the thing is, you know, we have struggled sometimes to be creative with doing things with our toast. And, you know, we've had guests on the show that, you know, haven't always found an easy way to come up with something to do with toast. And so it's like either they haven't ever really listened to an episode of the show and knew it was coming or forgot. But we tried, for instance, to get Magic to give us a toast thing. And she just, like, she totally wasn't having it. Like, listen to the clip.
Personally, me, with my toast, I'm just going to put butter on it and eat it. Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I already said I'm going to put sticky rice balls on
them. Oh, I didn't think you were serious.
I'm going to have a sticky rice ball sandwich.
Sticky rice ball sandwich! So,
sandwich.
In closing, I guess you've gotten to know us a little bit better.
And I guess I don't get to eat toast tonight.
Well, you were supposed to say what you were going to do with your toast. You're going to jump
in
there.
You never asked, so apparently you don't care. So
hey, I said, ladies, what are you going to do with your toast?
Yeah, and then
she said the sticky ball thing. Then you started a story. Then I said what I was going to say. Then I forgot, and I didn't think that she was serious about the sticky ball thing. So now is your opportunity to have the toast thing, and...
You know, you didn't ask me specifically, so I'm not even going to tell you.
All right, fine. Keep it to yourself. See if I care. I don't care. I don't care what you do with your toast. I don't.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you're trying to convince yourself there.
No, I'm convinced. I don't need any more convincing. I don't care what you do with your toast. It's not like I need to know. My OCD will let me be just fine if I don't know what you do with your toast. It won't cause
you
me problem.
Know, do you really want to know what I'm doing with my toast? Just kidding.
Dude, that came out so wrong.
Just kidding.
Yep. There you go again. Being all salacious about the toast.
I am just a very salacious person.
And you take it out on toast? You like to take it out on the bread?
I take it out on the
world. Are you a confectionery fucker?
I do not fuck confectionery sugar. That would be horrible, especially because I like to bake.
I know you like to bake. Why is that?
Moving on.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about some of the times where, you know, the toast kind of just...
got in the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
And with that, I guess I'm going to call this podcast Toast, because there's toasty. No better, you know, note to end on than Jet Li.
Roasted, toasted, and burnt to a motherfucking crisp. It's done.
Okay, so instead of toast, what do you guys eat on your popcorn?
I actually get the Redenbacher Tender White because I don't like...
You get, like, instant crap?
I know that bitch did not just get my popcorn.
You gotta make it yourself and then add
fucking
your own topic.
I used to make it myself, and then I fucking burnt a pot.
Hey,
so
guys,
I
do it myself.
We actually have an air popper.
No, that's not... Yeah, see, that's not doing it yourself. Unless you get on the fucking stove and pop
it
like you're supposed to. Don't bitch to me about getting microwave popcorn. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
If it makes anybody...
I like it.
If you know what I do with my popcorn...
I haven't even said what I do with my popcorn yet, but go ahead.
It's instant. You throw it in the microwave.
No, I do other things to it.
She makes sweet, sweet popcorny love to it.
I make sweet popcorn love to it.
It would be all greasy and salty and gross.
Ew.
Hey, there are people that like to eat my salty love popcorn.
Ew.
I'm just fucking around.
No MSG, balls. No MSG.
Put my salty balls in your mouth.
Suck on my chocolate salty balls. Put them in your mouth. Suck them in, suck them in, suck them in, suck them. All right. I miss Chef on South Park. And I know Isaac Hayes misses that check. But Panda, please, you're about to say what you do with your popcorn.
I actually have a weird thing about putting chocolate things, really salty things. So if I had really salty popcorn, I'd get like M&Ms and mix them all together.
I like peanuts and chocolate, but I'm not a big popcorn and chocolate person.
Mm. I actually kind of like it.
It's really good if you put, there are a few different things I do. I have different types of popcorn I make. Cinnamon is actually really good on popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weird when I say it, but it's good. And then yeast is another good one.
Yeast?
Yeast. It sounds gross, but it's
yeah.
Good.
Like yeast infection? Ew.
I knew you were going there.
All right, that's you're the one that went there, stupid. Thing.
I knew. Ew. You said yeast. I knew that that's the only place her brain's going to go. Because panda doesn't cook. Yeah,
I was actually the second before it came out of my mouth, I was like, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say it.
You have to remember, panda doesn't cook. So the only yeast that she knows
I do
about,
too. I just don't
actually
make
yeast
bread.
Is like a baking product is yeast.
Yes, but I mean,
this is dead yeast. So
it's best to keep panda
cookies
out of the
and kids. Bacon and
cookies and bacon. Wow.
And pasta. I bake pasta. And
you can't bake pasta. Or well, you can bake pasta.
Yeah, baked pasta is really good. With my popcorn, what I do, what I do is I take the tender white, because that's the only popcorn that I can stand. I don't like any of that other stuff with like
kettle corn. Kettle corn's good too.
No, kettle corn's awful. It's way too sweet. I don't like it.
It tastes weird. Oh well, if you make it yourself, it's better because then you can add as much sugar as you want or as little sugar as you want.
Yeah, and so
what do you do with your delicate white fluffy popcorn?
So with my delicate white fluffy popcorn, I then go in and I slow cook butter to actually melt it with actual butter. I then take that, and occasionally I take brown sugar, put it in the butter, then sprinkle that over my popcorn.
See, that's sugar. That's kettle corn.
No, it's not like kettle corn, because
it's
kettle corn is the
ninja corn.
It is. It's ninja corn. I like that.
I thought you would.
Yeah, ninja corn. Dig it!
Well,
apply it to your brain! Apply it to your brain! Apply it to your brain!
Guys, we need to wrap this up.
All right, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
I'm being killed by logs, apparently.
Yeah, we're skipping the toast part this week. We're not having toast. We're just doing the intro. Next week, we'll all do toast. We'll do something funky with it. No, because now I have to tell you how to get through goddamn God of War. So with that, I guess I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty to me.
I think we pretty much fired up everything we could fire, and the bonfire is really toasty, so it's about time to throw some bread on it. So what do you want to do with your toast?
I'm boycotting toast until Teresa can come back on Xbox Live. Fuck toast! So I'm not having toast, Ninja. I'm sorry. I'm going on a toast strike. And I love toast.
Oh, my God. Well, we're going to have to stand in solidarity, so I'm going to boycott the toast as well.
Free Teresa! No toast!
And you know, what would be a good solid? Just some advice to the Xbox Live folks. When you do finally reinstate Teresa's account, you probably ought to go ahead and give her like a year free. You know.
Fuck, dude.
Just throwing that out there.
More than that.
No, just a year. Because she hasn't been without it that long. A year would be enough. Dude, that's like $70 savings. Like, seriously. That would be pretty effing cool. Give her a year extension on top of whatever she has left on what she paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just all kinds of stuff going on over there.
A plethora of
evil avatars
and dorks alike.
I mean, it's just wonderful. So definitely.
We all come together.
I'm not going to say a word, but definitely check out all the great entertainment and
we come together
forums and other things that I'm just ignoring you awesome on the allgames.com website, as well as stuff you can find on electricsisterhood.com. So with that said, I think it's time for Panda's medication, so I think I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
It's toasty. You know what's really funny now that I think about it?
Oh, God. Didn't I tell you to stop thinking earlier?
No,
it wasn't really working for you.
This is what I think. I think it's funny that we end this show with toast, but there's someone in the community, and his name is Toaster, and I love Toaster so much. Like, he is so awesome. Hi, Toaster! I'm thinking about you right now because I'm thinking about toast, and I don't know why I'm saying this.
Oh, God. Okay, so she's Pandalicious. And
yeah,
I'm Ninja Sister. We're leaving now. And we're going to sedate Panda. Bye, guys. Yeah, there's lots of times where you've needed a little bit of sedation because somebody maybe can't really hold their liquor.
Yeah, I guess. No, but In my defense with the loving of Toaster, if you've ever actually played any games with Toaster and talked to him, he's a very awesome person. I think I kind of had a small chat crush on Toaster because he was so cynical and funny and had that accent. I think he still has the accent.
You're pretty sure he still has the accent?
Yep, pretty sure. And he's just a really cool person. Like, I have enjoyed being opposite of him on DPL and listening to him and being a part of that community. And, other things got in the way. Like God of War. Yeah. And wanting to eat other things. And that brings us to a very, important point. That, not everybody is a big fan of toast. There are people who don't eat bread. So, and we have instances of that, don't we?
Yeah, here they are. With that said, I think this podcast is toast.
Yeah, it's been toasty for a while now.
Yeah, just,
It's a cold toast. And toast that is cold.
Ew, with the congealed butter.
Yeah, but fixes that? You put a little more butter on it, you put it in the microwave.
No, because then it gets all soggy and lose all the toasted toastness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's when you sprinkle it with the brown sugar and then it's kind of like having French toast because it makes its own syrup.
Okay. So, that's weird.
Shut the fuck up. What are you doing with your toast? I'm trying to help you salvage food and not waste it.
I'm not a huge toast fan anyways.
Well, you know what? You can then sit this one out because we're doing toast.
Ooh, you're on toast timeout.
I like that. Toast timeout.
I've just been toast-siled. Toast-exiled.
And toast-siled.
Toast-siled. You've been toaster-sized.
Toaster-sized.
Oh, that's funny. And let's kind of stop this podcast and call it toast.
Yeah, I think it's... Do you think we should stop eating toast? It's been, 3 years now with toast?
I like toast.
Okay, I just thought I would ask.
I mean, if you don't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it. But I like butter on my toast.
No. I will continue. I just thought I would ask.
Sometimes I like to sprinkle like cinnamon sugar on it. I think that's what I'm going to do with mine this time. Cinnamon sugar.
It's obvious that the toast had pretty much had its day.
Had its run, and it was a glorious 3-and-sometime-year run of toast. I think it could walk away happy.
Look, toast has done a lot. It's accomplished a lot in these 3 years. It's been turned into other things. It's gone Transformer almost at times.
People. It's been
flame retardant. Yeah. Well, it's endured a lot of abuse. Okay, and it's come out stronger on the other side. For it. Okay, it's been turned into sandwiches. It's been aggroed. It's been replaced temporarily by popcorn and other foods, and yet it's stayed proud. And we're very proud of toast. But, we're growing, too. Things are changing here.
Yeah.
We're sticking.
You're just getting older and shorter.
Don't start that shit, okay? I saw your Twitter. I know about the whitening.
The whitening?
The whitening.
Oh, whatever. That was just one. But anyway.
But it happens. So
it was due to stress.
Right.
Stress induced.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless,
you're getting older.
A lot of things going on. That.
Yeah, we're focused.
Some relationships, they don't last forever.
No, we've had some people come into the crew and then leave the crew.
And then we've had other people come to the crew and stay, but then branch off to another crew. But still stops by.
Hey, people start their own families.
It's like... The greatest circle.
We've got a family tree, okay? Some of your branches, they don't stay as healthy because they're doing their own thing. And, other branches, they shoot off little leaves of their own. But they're still part of your core trunk.
They're still part of your tree.
They're part of yous. And that doesn't go away until you get, cut down by a logger. And then...
Or you rot from the inside, tree rot.
Right. You know, or you get termites.
Or you get cancer.
But.
Tree cancer.
But, you know, we've grown a lot, too. We've shortened the show. We're now running at the hour mark. And, you know, there are things that have to go. Plus the alternative breakfast food council, you know, that kind of getting on our ass about some things. So, you know, toast had to go, but it's a sacrifice we're willing to make so that ESH can stick around.
Yep.
So you got to make sure that you keep visiting us on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@ESH.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing each week on Wednesday night, found at the All Games Radio Network at allgames.com. The show comes on at about 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which works out to be 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So make sure that you bounce over there, bounce in the chat. You'll usually see one or both of us there while it's running, so you can chat with us as the show's going on and ask us questions about what we were thinking or saying during the show, or just share some thoughts. But while you're at All Games, if you're trying to find something to do until our show comes on, there are a lot of other really entertaining shows over there. So make sure that you're listening to some of them, like Chatterbox Radio.
Or In-Game Chat.
You can also listen to DPL, our homies. What's up?
Gametopius.
Escapist Lounge Radio is over there.
Let's see, isn't there a TQ Cast and Video Game Outsiders?
Yeah, TQ Cast is rolling over there. Video Game Outsiders is over there. Fantastic Forums back up and running. I mean, it's ridiculous all the things that are going on over at All Games. So you want to make sure that you check them out. Get your
Wait. Don't forget Bobby Blackwolf's show.
Oh shit! How can I forget Bobby the Man Blackwolf? Now, you want to know why, and you want to know why we can never forget Bobby, because Bobby is on the drum line, and that makes him even more kick-ass.
He's going to be so mad that you forgot his show.
I didn't forget his show. Look, I got swept up in all the emotion of saying goodbye to Toast, and I'm a little overwhelmed right now, okay?
Okay. Well,
so some things are slipping my mind, but yeah, don't let it slip yours.
Yeah.
You can also check out some of the other shows that we offer up from the ESH family. From our crew to your crew. So you can check our shows out on every Monday. You can also follow up and get your fill of the Boston Bass Brigade by visiting bostonbassbrigade.com. Or you could check them out in iTunes because they are listed there. But the show is hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. So you can get kind of a flavor of the Bostonian era.
Those guys are hilarious.
They do. They crack me up. They really do. And then to get you to Wednesday, we also have Geek Aggro hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So you want to make sure that you're checking out both of those shows and following all of us on Twitter so you can get all the news that you need about your geek stuff.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. I can be found at twitter.com/ninjasista.
And I'm at twitter.com/ladyesh.
You can find King Baby Duck at twitter.com/king_baby_duck and Deuces Wild at twitter.com/deuceswild. And our boy, Vicious Smith, at twitter.com/Vicious Smith. Yes, Twitter. For all your nerd needs, on the go and on the now.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're saying a fond farewell to Toast, this is the last time I'm going to ask you, Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I am going to erect a giant statue made of pewter and matte finish, and it will be shaped in the glorious shape of Toast.
I see.
What are you doing with your toast, Ninja?
I am going to build a website in remembrance of my toast. And it's going to be Ajax-y. And really Web 2.0-y. Yeah, I might even do some Flash. for my toast.
That's really deep, man. I think Toast would be very happy with that website.
So, here's the last bit of toast. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out.
Bye!
So far, the toast is traveling. What about your toast, Ninja? Is it going
to
travel?
My toast is going to travel with me because I'm going out to dinner and I'm going to use it as croutons on my chicken Caesar salad.
Ooh, have you ever had a steak Caesar salad?
No.
It seems like it wouldn't go well, but it's really tasty.
I may try that at some point in time, but not for today. For today, I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say we're going out.
Like, you have to say out.
I was getting to it.
Broke pattern and
I did it. I did it. I was going to say, okay, well, I guess this podcast is toast. And you guys are supposed to go, oh, yeah, it's toast. I'm going to like, so.
But we already did
out.
That. We already did that. And then
well, maybe I was about trying what we to do see with our if toast. You could do it again. You know what? You're all a mistake. Out. I'm out. I'm Rick James, bitch. And I'm out.